Hey, what's up?
It's your boy Neil Willis back once again. A lot of these people probably think I'm doing a log like Captain Kirk or any of these captains on the Star Trek. And in effect, I am. I'm leaving a recording. I was here. I noticed what's going on in my community. This is for my children. And this is for also, you know, young black males that, you know, that aren't my kids. Maybe they're around my sons. Maybe even around my daughters. But I'm here to tell you right now, the black community is such in dire straits because of single motherhood, because there's no strong man. There's other men that are abusing, sexually abusing the boys and girls. The mothers are all by themselves. They're not raising the children the way they're supposed to or ought to be raised up. And you've got this fake-ass church that backs these single black mothers because that's their meal ticket, because black men have exited the church because they've seen what's been going on for the past 35, 40 years. But you know what black women have constructed, or what they've been trying to construct? Really, I should have did my homework better. Really, I should have my memory better. There's this book. Of course, it's a black American woman, you know, saying it. And she is true, because this is really what is going on out here now. It's not official, and they want it more cohesive or more solid. But they're talking about this theory of, you know, fuck the patriarchy, whether it's the white man or the black man. They don't want no patriarchy. They're on this shit where they want to be like village wives. What is a village wife? What's that life like? In the actual contextual of it, she's a girl that gets nutted in by all the rich men in the community. But I'm not saying that the black women nowadays are like that. Well, they kind of are. But what they're trying to do is use the village wife narrative, which goes against all cultures in this world. We're the only ones here in America as black people that do this. Even white people don't do this. But the village wife, not village wife, see, I'm sorry. They took the village wife concept and then they blended it. Like, it takes a village to raise a child. Which is true. It was true then and it's true now. But what they did was add in the village wife. But basically, these women want to have sex with all these ancient dudes or whoever they want to fuck. And then the whole community has to raise the kids, whether it's your mother, your mother-in-law, if you're lucky to be married, your sister, dude she just met, whoever. They want to have that and also have the government in the way, so if any dude comes in there, marries them, or don't even marry them, be around the children for a significant amount of time, you will end up on child support. The village community has failed. Like I said, it ain't cohesive like this one woman put it, but basically this is what we've been doing since I was like 4 or 5 years old, 1980-81. Black women initiate most divorces in the black community. Most of them are not married. 36% of black men are married to black women. Here's another stat. 41 to 51, some say higher, are not married and don't have no kids. But then they're like, what about those dudes with the white women? Those guys are another certain percent. I can't get that down. I wish I had it in my head. But 80% of you black women, I know this stat, are fucking the 20% black men that are not viable, that are not rich. And it doesn't matter about being rich. They don't know how to raise themselves. They grew up in motherfucking poverty. They grew up in motherfucking chaos. When there is no man in the house, you've got chaos. when there's no man in the house.
You've got a bunch of feelings and emotions when there is no man in the house.
And you're growing up sons and daughters, you got a 40-some percent chance that boy gonna be gay and that girl gonna be a motherfucking man. Why do I say that? It's because black women raise their daughters to be strong and empowered. Black boys, we're only strong by physical strength that what God gave us, but our mothers don't teach us what we need to know. We're just thrown out here at 17, 18, thinking we supposed to know it. And then if it don't work, they can be like, well, his daddy ain't shit. But see, these same women I'm talking about, to go back what I'm saying, they believe, I don't want to say all, even though this is a woman that wrote an article, but this is how most black women feel. They want to have a village to raise the child. Just like that village thing. But see, back in the day, that worked. But you know, they left out a major component. The man was the head of the household. He toiled. He did his thing. Whatever he did. Even if he was illegal, he did what he had to do to get food on the table. These women are listening to those white girls still from feminism. And then they're listening to you go girl shit. You's a strong black woman. It's almost like a motherfucking badge of honor to be a single mother. But nobody understands who's gonna pay for that. Yeah, the baby dad gonna pay for it. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. And shit, you women, you gonna pay for doing that. But who loses is the children. And going back to what I said, this village nonsense, you guys are the only ones. When you go to Africa now, most of the countries, I ain't gonna say all, most. And I'm not saying they didn't do this in the past, because they did do it and it failed. You women, black women here in America, are trying to do something that has been tried and it's been true to let you know it has failed. You cannot have your auntie, your grandma, your sister, your best friend, your cuz over here raising these kids. These kids need stability, they need love. And then they need consistency. You can't do that when you've got a whole bunch of women. These men, when the boys are about, and even the girls, they're about 5, 6, 7, man, you need to hand them over to their dad if you ain't with them, so they can get them right. Statistics show we're the best dads on hand when it comes to these children in the CDC and blackdemographics.com. But y'all want to do this village shit, because you still want to get the welfare, what I call the white man's government assistance. You still want to get other people to help. And that's where the stepdad argument comes in, where women shame, and then even simp-ass niggas like Boyce Watkins shame men for not wanting to be stepdads. Because there has been this subculture within our culture that says this is all right, because the simps of days past have done it for a couple of generations. That shit's over. These younger people, I'm a Generation X, brother. You've got these millennials and Zs, they are not doing that. And I've said this once and again before, but they're proving it. They're doing the exact opposite. They're not taking care of your kids. Their family is not gonna babysit your kids. Matter of fact, a lot of us, not all of us, but a lot of us, we're separating. Some of us, as brothers, we separated so much, we're going to other cultures or we're just going to sit it out alone. But then people say, well, what's that going to do to the next generation? What's going to happen to our daughters? Nobody's going to marry them. What's going to happen to the boys that might shoot your kids? That is true. This is where the separation comes in. You separate from that nigga part of the black community. You cut that off like a cancer. And let them have amongst it amongst themselves. And I know it sounds bad, but this shit's gonna have to correct itself. And if, you know, really, I don't think it will, honestly.
Really, God's going to correct this. The Most High is going to fix everything at the end of the day. But if people are sitting there waiting for there to be a black love renaissance, man, you can hang that shit up, man. That shit's over. That shit has sailed. That ship has sailed before I was even born. What's getting ready to go on now is what's been going on. These simp ass niggas that love their mama and hear everything and don't listen to nothing else. And these women that want to keep these niggas just for child support or niggas with money as a resource, they understand they're getting ready to die alone. One of these YouTubers said something like, winter is coming. Don't forget the eviction monitoring. A lot of these bitches gonna be out on the streets, and a lot of these niggas is too. There's gonna be unresolved beef within the so-called community, but if you're a black man and or a black woman and you've got family, you separate, let them kill themselves. Because that's what's really getting ready to happen. They're getting ready to murder themselves. Now, will there be casualties? Yes, and I pray nothing happens to mine. I pray nothing happens with my family. But these motherfuckers have been raised like this for the last four or five generations, 60 years worth, since they put the man out the house when the black woman took the welfare and adopted the white woman's feminism. Not knowing the white women that were feminists went back home to their husbands, just like Beyonce. And y'all out here being single, raising kids, that's fucking up the program for our communities, and just even in general, just fucking shit up for other human beings. And this is back to why I say we separate. This is why I say we fortify ourselves as men. This is why I say we grab our kids for those that can. Get our children, get them right to the best of our abilities. Will some of that work? Maybe not. But I am optimistic of that. It's better than going down the path we're going, because in a minute, for all y'all people that voted for that boy, your boy Biden, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, he starved off the monitorium, but he can only do that so much. Supposedly, and actually, he's overstepping the constitutional boundaries. And then in a minute, y'all getting ready to be taking some mandatory vaccination shots that you don't want. But all because of that black queen. You black men in this black community, you need to separate from these niggas. I don't care if they're your family, your daddy, your uncle, your brothers, your cousins, your sisters, your mama, your grandma, your great-grandma. It's time to bounce, man. Let them deal with it. And you don't have to leave with beef. You just disappear, man. And for those that ain't got felonies and things like that, get your passport. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, because in a minute, they're getting ready to mandate these vaccines. So, brothers that talk about passport bros, that shit's going to be a thing of the past unless you want that passport. But that's a whole nother thing. To me, that's the sign of the beast, 666. But like I said, that's a whole nother thing. I'm not going to get on that. But see, you see what you get when you have a bunch of women that put their men out the house. 60 years later, these women want a village community, meaning everybody in the community raises their kid. But you better not talk to her or him like that. You better not spank them, because guess what them bitches and them simp-ass niggas going to say? You don't touch my kid. You touch, man, them niggas that tell you that, that ain't even their kid. That's another nigga's kid that's in the joint or dead. But anyways, that's why I say it's time to separate, man, because this shit is getting at critical mass. I've been spitting it for 3 years. I'm about done spitting it, but there's a few things when I get inspired to say it, I'm going to spit it. I'm going to get it off my chest. Or I'm going to get it off my chest. My pops told me I need to be more assertive. The last 20 years I've been more assertive, but now I'm really assertive, and I try to teach my children to be leaders, and if they can't do that, they're going to be loners. Part about being a leader is being assertive. But at the same time, you got to know when to hold them, when to fold them. I know when to separate without saying. Without saying nothing, really. But we need to separate from these ignorant people, because they're possibly, and I'm not here to say who's this or that, but they're on their way to hell. Do you want them to send your children Saying you, not me. I'm straight on that. But you guys have a good evening. Hopefully, you know, yours and yours is straight. And your boy, Neil Winless, will probably holler back at you with another one. 100.